Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their travel card, Venture. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation at rwjf.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film, September 20th through September 29th. Tickets at theaterlawrence.com.
You can still make your contribution to Kansas Public Radio online at kansaspublicradio.org or call 888-577-5268. It's 606.
This is... You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies too, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series Congress in the 21st Century, Wednesday, September 18th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, people along the Gulf Coast are bracing for the arrival of a potentially destructive storm.
We're looking at 4 to 8 inches of rain, widespread, all of south central and southeastern Louisiana under the gun with this storm.
Francine is expected to make landfall as a hurricane around midday tomorrow. We'll get you the details from Debbie Elliott. Also, the aftermath of a traffic stop down around Miami. Tyreek Hill, Miami Dolphins star, was on his way to play in a Dolphins game when he was pulled over. It was caught on body cam. It has revived a conversation about the interactions between black drivers and police. All coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Malevo Live, an all-male group specializing in malambo, a traditional Argentine folk dance. September 26, 7:30 p.m. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Destiny will be quite presidential tonight on KPR's Evening Classical Music at 7 o'clock. Tune in just before the debate to hear very presidential music, also some Mozart and some Haydn. Then, of course, at 8 o'clock tonight on your KPR One stations, the ABC presidential debate simulcast by NPR. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan. It's 620.
This is NPR News.
It's been a dramatic couple of months of political news.
Yes. You remember President Biden's debate performance?
I do, and I'm sure that he would like to forget. Donald Trump survived an assassination attempt.
And if that wasn't enough, then President Biden drops out of the race.
And then Kamala Harris stepped in, and her party is united behind her.
And now we're here, Steve.
Leading up to this moment, the presidential debate, and you can hear how it went tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear how it goes tonight on your KPR station, KPR One. At 8 o'clock tonight, you will hear NPR simulcast of the ABC presidential debate. But tomorrow morning, if you want to rehash it all, join us for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
It's 6:30.
So far, that decision's resulted in millions more in settlement awards. The city's still in litigation with Johnson & Johnson and Purdue Pharma. That case will go to trial next week. For NPR News, I'm Scott Massioni in Baltimore.
Shares of Oracle rose after delivering better-than-expected profits, lifting the tech sector. Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The top election official in Kansas is requesting answers from the U.S. Postal Service after about 1,000 mail-in ballots were not counted in the state's primary elections. Secretary of State Scott Schwab, who's a Republican, says the Postal Service failed to postmark ballots or delivered them too late to be counted. Davis Hammett, president of the voting rights group Loud Light, says he's worried about uncounted ballots, but he's also worried about how this public confrontation could influence voters.
That is my biggest concern about this, is that this being such a public thing could lead to people being more hesitant to vote by mail who really need to vote by mail.
Schwab is seeking reassurance that the issues will be fixed by the time of the November election. September is Suicide Prevention Month, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, is boosting efforts to help prevent suicide among construction workers. Todd Underwood is the OSHA Area Director in Wichita. He says he and other OSHA workers are visiting workplaces and labor unions across Kansas to speak on mental health and suicide prevention.
We want to normalize this conversation, and just like the mental health professionals want to destigmatize talking about mental health, we feel the same.
Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows construction work has the second highest suicide rate among major industry occupations after mining. If you or someone you know is struggling or need emotional support, dial 988 to be connected with the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Missourians will vote on whether to legalize abortion this November. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that the Missouri Supreme Court said Amendment 3 will be on the November 5th ballot.
The Missouri Supreme Court reversed a lower court decision taking Amendment 3 off the ballot because it did not specify which laws it could repeal. It ordered that Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft certify to local election officials that the measure will be before voters on November 5th. Amendment proponents have raised millions of dollars, and polling showed that the measure would pass, even gaining support from a significant minority of Republicans. The court also said that Ashcroft's effort to decertify Amendment 3 on Monday is, quote, a nullity and of no effect since he certified the measure by an August deadline. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Clear skies in the forecast tonight for northeast and east central Kansas. Lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny and a high around 90 degrees. Those clear skies stay with us all the way through Sunday. No chance of rain, really, in the forecast for the next 6 days or so. It's 83 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 84 in Emporia. It's 635.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Carrie Khan is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the very latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, and many other frequencies all around the state. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay with us coming up at 7 o'clock on your KPR1 station's news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 1 hour of classical music with Destiny. She has some very presidential-ish music for you, and then, of course, the ABC presidential debate simulcast by NPR beginning at 8 o'clock. That's on your KPR1 stations. On KPR2, we have Reveal at 7 o'clock, followed by news from the BBC World Service.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Don't forget, you can still make a pledge of support to KPR during the next few minutes at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 10 minutes before 7.
This is All Things Considered.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Fisher Investments, Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, where fall color seekers can find miles of sugary white sand beaches and emerald green gulf waters, as well as fiery red, orange, and yellow sunsets. More at visitspc.com. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
How did the presidential debate turn out? Hear highlights and analysis on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. Also, you will be able to hear that debate tonight at 8 o'clock on this NPR station. All your KPR1 stations will be carrying it. Mary Louise Kelly will be your host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film, September 20th through September 29th. Tickets at theaterlawrence.com.
We'll get news headlines at 7:01, followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. And then, as we have mentioned, NPR and KPR bringing you live coverage of the second presidential debate of the election season. That starts at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, a state, regional, and federal depository providing the resources and partnerships necessary for both research and academic success. More at lib.ku.edu.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The most important and possibly the only face-off between Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump gets underway tonight in Philadelphia. Topics ranging from abortion to the economy to immigration are expected to be in the spotlight. NPR's Franco Ordonez explains Trump has been struggling to redirect his message after Harris entered the race when President Joe Biden opted not to seek another term.
It's no secret that he is a very polarizing figure. Of course, most everyone knows who he is. There is really little that he can do or say that is going to surprise many people. That said, he doesn't really want to remind voters why he is so polarizing. So I think the bigger goal for Trump is to kind of continue to try to define Harris on his terms versus instead of hers.
NPR's Franco Ordonez. The debate is being broadcast by ABC News and will be carried by NPR. The U.S., U.K., Germany, and France are imposing new sanctions on Iran. They say Tehran is sending ballistic missiles to Russia. NPR's Jackie Northam reports administration officials say Russia could use the weapons in its war with Ukraine.
The new sanctions target the country's state airline, Iran Air, as well as people and entities involved in the transfer of short-range ballistic missiles to Russia. U.S. officials say the missiles give Russia more flexibility to carry out its war in Ukraine, and that Russian military personnel have been trained in Iran to use the weapons. Tehran is already providing weaponized drones to Moscow and helped build a drone factory in Russia. Foreign ministers of France, Germany, and the UK call the weapons transfer a direct threat to European security. Iran's foreign ministry dismissed allegations about the ballistic missiles, calling them ugly propaganda. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
Francine is now a hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. Storm expected to come ashore in Louisiana tomorrow. Aiden McCahill with member station WRKF in Baton Rouge reports how residents across the state are preparing for the storm.
In a city that vividly recalls devastating flooding in 2016, Baton Rouge residents are flocking with shovels to the 9 designated areas where city officials have positioned sand and sandbags. Gilbert Royal wants to prevent flooding this time around.
I had about 5.5 feet of water in my house that year.
But many residents like 80-year-old Doris Thompson don't feel they need to evacuate, despite the mayor declaring a state of emergency.
Confident that God is in control and that anything that happens is his will.
Forecasters say Francine could bring up to 4 to 8 inches of rain in many parts of Louisiana. For NPR News, I'm Aiden McCahill in Baton Rouge.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 92 points. The Nasdaq rose 141 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Simon & Schuster, publisher of The Highest Calling, Conversations on the American Presidency by David Rubenstein, featuring interviews with American presidents, historians, and journalists. Available wherever books are sold. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 10th. When a massive star dies, it probably blasts itself to bits as a supernova. All that's left is its tiny but heavy core, a neutron star or black hole. But astronomers aren't quite sure which stars are likely to end up in the two categories. All stars shine by fusing elements in their cores to make heavier elements. Stars like the Sun convert hydrogen to helium, but the heaviest stars continue making new elements all the way up to iron. At that point, the core collapses. The outer layers fall in, then rebound in spectacular fashion as a supernova. The core's collapse might stop when it forms a neutron star, an extremely dense ball only a few miles in diameter. But it might not stop. The core might collapse even more, forming a black hole. The dividing line isn't clear. Astronomers aren't sure which stars will form neutron stars and which will make black holes. There also appears to be a gap in those dead stars. The heaviest neutron stars yet seen are about twice the mass of the Sun. The lightest black holes, on the other hand, are more than 3 times the Sun's mass. That could simply mean that we just haven't found anything between them. Neutron stars and black holes are hard to study. But it certainly means that scientists have more work to do to explain the fates of some of the heaviest stars in the universe. Some massive stars might form black holes without exploding. More about that tomorrow. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
We'll be right back.
Okay, happy Tuesday. You are awake here on KPR. That was Hughes, the Little Bugler, with the United States Air Force Band. I'm feeling rather presidential, shall I say, since we have that debate coming up after this hour. Now, this music that I'm going to tell you about at around 7:35, I promise I wanted to hear this before I realized what evening I was programming it on. It's Haydn's The Joke String Quartet, and I'm sure many of you could just take the reins right now with a bunch of jokes and politics. However, my show is about music. It's a politics-free zone. I love music. Music will save the world. So we're going to hear The Joke. I hope you think it's as funny as I do. The ending is quite nice. A little divertisement, though, right now. Music. Mozart was famous for writing this, and I've been on a quest, your dear old host Destiny here, to find for you things that haven't been played in a while on KPR. And I found a serenade by Mozart, also a divertimento. It's the same thing. This recording is with Bruno Weil and Tafel Musik. It's number 4. I'll be very curious to know what you think of it here on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mozart Serenade No. 4 here on KPR with Bruno Weil and Tafel Musik. Did you enjoy it? That is a Mozart Serenade that hasn't been played for a while here on KPR. Well, the debate is coming up tonight, and at around 7:50, 52-ish, we're going to end the evening with a presidential polonaise. And I should tell you right now that at 8 o'clock on all of our KPR1 stations, former President Trump and Vice President Harris will be meeting in Philadelphia for their first presidential debate, again, tonight. Don't miss it. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. info@greenladylounge.com. And now, for a Haydn string quartet. Haydn was very humorous, and this quartet, called The Joke, ends in a very funny and charming way. You will think it's over until it's not. See if you can pick up on it. I'm sure you can. You are all very, very smart listeners. This recording is with the Kodaly Quartet. Here on KPR, Haydn's string quartet, The Joke. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now it's actually the ending here on KPR. Haydn's The Joke String Quartet with the Kodaly Quartet. That is so fun. It's as fun as my funny cat videos that I make with my cat Mildred. I've been making a lot of Vote for Mildred videos because I think it's funny, perfect for the presidential season. I have them on my Patreon account. I should publish them and make them all public. They're pretty great. Okay, I promised the way I was going to close out this hour for you was with a presidential polonaise, and this is quite a grand one by Sousa. I hope you like it. It's with Keith Bryan conducting the Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra here on KPR. Thank you. All right. Hopefully I've got you in the presidential spirit with that presidential polonaise here on KPR. That was by Sousa with the Razmoski Symphony Orchestra and Keith Bryan. I know some of our listeners really like marches. That was fun. Polonaise, march, mazurka, so many dances in the world. I hope you guys are all having a really lovely start to your week. It's still the start of the week. Tomorrow is, of course, the midweek. I wonder what things I'll have in store for tomorrow. You know, I love hearing your listener requests. I love getting ideas from you guys, too. So there's a way to reach out to me. You can do so directly online by going to my website, destinyviolin.com. There